law.
If you break your engagement, can you legally keep the presents your fiancé gave you? Well, the court threw some rice on that question in the case of the Rapturous Romance. Charlie Boone with today's Point of Law on WCCO, sponsored by General Security Services Corporation. Elise Atwater had been an artist model, then a photographer's model, and finally became a regular featured player on a TV series. She was quite beautiful, very popular, reasonably talented. When she met Stuart Beaumont, he immediately fell in love with her. Stuart was on the rebound. A divorce had been granted him and his wife of 18 years, but it was not yet final. She liked Stuart, though he was considerably older than she. He took her to the symphony, the opera, theater, finally asked her to marry him when his divorce would be final in 4 months. Elise wasn't sure about marriage. Stuart piled on the gifts, and finally she agreed. He continued the gifts, including a $44,000 emerald engagement ring, a penthouse condominium, and a purebred Siamese cat named D.W. Griffith. Well, he was very happy and asked Elise to set the date as soon as his divorce was final. The young lady nibbled a polished fingernail and said, I'll let you know, Stuart, dear. Short time later, Elise telephoned him, and she said, Stuart, I have something to tell you. I hope you won't mind. I'm getting married. No, not to you. You don't know him. An assistant director at the studio. Stuart was astonished, hurt, and very angry. He saw his lawyer, demanded that Elise be sued and made to give up the presents he had given her. In court, the lawyer said, My client gave Elise some very expensive gifts because she had promised to marry him, including an emerald ring, a very expensive condominium. Her promise was, in fact, fraudulent. Now, it's clear she had no intention of marrying him. Her real interest in him was mainly financial. He's entitled to get the gifts back. Elise's lawyer said, No way. This suit is nothing more than a thinly disguised breach of promise suit. Such suits are outlawed in this state, as they are in a number of others. Further, Stuart is barred because he hasn't completed his divorce action. His own promise to Elise was therefore against public policy, which is against contracts to dissolve marriages. Elise is entitled to keep the gifts. Will the court order Elise to give up the gifts? We'll find out right after this. If you break your engagement, can you legally keep the gifts your fiancé gave you? No, said a California appeals court. Stuart was not seeking damages for his fiancé's breach of promise. He was trying to get back property held in what the law calls a constructive trust. Nor was this against public policy. Stuart had gotten his verbal decree of divorce before he ever met Elise. Therefore, according to this court in California, he is entitled to the return of his gifts. It's a point of law on WCCO.